Good one there from John Pantry, and that was entitled Power. And that brings me to my next reading from John 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power. You can possess within yourself all the power you will ever need in life. And now the method for securing power is very simple and depends entirely upon you. And that particular text gives you the formula. It is to receive Christ. When this is sincerely done, you will in turn receive this power. And how do you receive him? Simply decide that you want him, tell him so, and mean it. Then, starting today, begin to live on a basis you know he would approve. The essence of the formula is to surrender to God's will and Christ's way. It is the acceptance of a new manner of thought and life. Continue to resurrender yourself every day, and in proportion as you do so, you will feel spiritual power surging in.
They would help him to forget his fears. Missing them now, it was near the end of all the things it shared together through the years. Standing with the sadness in his heart, he took his leave of all the friends he'd come to know, leaving them a sign in bread and wine. He spoke and told them all the things they had to know. Remember me always for today, though I must leave and go away. From you, won't you sing a simple song of take you to talk with all the people everywhere, and let them see the love in everything you do. He'd send another before long, and they all must believe, although they would not see. Although he'd be gone, they're not alone. Believe in this if you believe in me. Then he said, there's something I can see, that one of you, my friends, today will me betray. But they exclaimed and said, Lord, it's not me. You know that we will stand beside you come what may. Oh, won't you sing a simple song of love, and let the Spirit lead where it may take you to. With all the people everywhere, and let them see this love in everything you do. Oh, won't you sing a simple song of love, and let the Spirit lead where it may take you to. Oh, won't you sing a simple song of love?
we had our own Dan, and that was a lovely number entitled Sing a Simple Song of Love. Well, you're listening to ICBS, the Irish Christian Broadcasting Service. I hope you're enjoying the program, that you'll stay with us. And remember, in fact, that we broadcast now completely during the week. We have live broadcasting between 7 p.m. in the evening and 10 p.m. at night, and all day Saturday between 9 a.m. in the morning and, in fact, 10 p.m. at night. And in the interim, we have good continuity music to keep things moving for you so that you can be with ICBS all day long. Right, let's move on now with second chapter of Acts, and let's all rejoice.
Rejoice!
Second chapter of Acts, and a nice number entitled Rejoice. Well, another track now lined up from Cliff Richard, who, as you know, is a Christian and has been a Christian for the last approximately 15 years. And I remember about 3 or 4 years ago going to the National Stadium here in Dublin and watching him at a Bible concert. And in those days I went with a little bit of fear and trepidation as to what it was all about. But after seeing that guy in action and actually watching him, you can actually sense his Christianity. And he does sing a lot of very good Christian numbers, and he seems to live out his Christianity as well. Here's one of those numbers that I remember enjoying at that particular concert. In fact, I saw it on television not so long ago as well, in a televised concert from, I think it was, the Wembley Stadium. It's entitled Thief in the Night.
Talk for a
There from Cliff Richard. That was entitled Thief in the Night. Well, if you've just tuned in, you're very welcome indeed. This is the Irish Christian Broadcasting Service, broadcasting on 280 meters on the medium wave band 1071 kilohertz. Well, we broadcast now 7 days a week, Monday right through to Monday. And in fact, we're with you live between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. each evening, with the exception of Wednesday when we start at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. at night. And we also broadcast live all day on Saturday, starting bright and early at 9 a.m. in the morning and continuing right through until 10 p.m. at night. And in the meantime, what you're listening to is Christian continuity music. Nearly got that wrong. So I hope you're enjoying what you're hearing and that you'll stay tuned at some time during your day, whether you're in the car listening, whether you're at home, or wherever you are, you're very welcome to listening to Ireland's and Dublin's only Christian Broadcasting Service.
Needs a rolling tide. got to have you here with me. Yeah, yeah. Need your love, need your love. It's so good to know you care for me. It's easy to see, yeah. I couldn't make it all alone. I need you like a river needs to flow so free. Like a night you need a light to see. I need you, you, you.
They're from Mark Williamson. That's entitled, I Need You, Lord. Well, one other quotation from the Bible, as I said a little while earlier, there's many things in the Bible that you can actually read. It's not a difficult book to take up and actually go through. And if any of you are thinking of looking at the Bible or have a Bible at home, why don't you take it out and have a look in the New Testament, first of all, and go through maybe the first couple of verses of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, or in fact look at Romans, or one of my favorites in fact is 1 John, or James, and Peter, and Colossians. And it's amazing the amount of little information that you get in that can be identified with problems that you may have in this particular life. And even though it's written so many years ago, it's so much up to date, and you should really take your Bible and have a look through it. You'll be absolutely amazed at what you can read. And here's an example. One quotation from Philippians 4, verse 11. I have learned, in whatever state I am, there to be content. Now, one of the sharings from that particular reading is that your present situation may not be to your liking. Perhaps you're dissatisfied and discouraged. Now what you should do is put the matter in God's hands. If He wants you elsewhere, He will lead you there, provided you are amenable to His will. But perhaps He wants you just where you are. In that case, He will help you to adjust to the situation. He will make you content, even grateful for your present opportunities. Try and learn the great art of doing the best you can with what you have where you are. And when you do this, you'll learn how to reach the better condition, or how to make your present situation a better one.
I shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and all thy strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Well, love is gentle, love is kind, and love is given, but it's not blind. And love is choosing for the right, rejecting the wrong. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Well, love is keeping His commandments. Greater love hath no man than He laid down His life for a friend. Love never ends. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy thyself. Well, love is quiet, love is strong, and love is patient, suffering long. Where love lives, there is no thyself, and love thy neighbor as thyself.
Simple message there from good Christian singer Barry Maguire. The simple message of Christianity: two simple facts. One, love of God, and two, love of neighbor. Right, let's move on now with Stuart and Kyle, a particularly nice number, a particular favorite of mine, entitled Come Early.
Why, it's a happy road that I'm traveling on. I just can't help myself. You got me singing a happy song.
Thanking me for my time,